Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Alrighty, welcome back in. It is the Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. There's a new podcast out, just launched today, In the Bayou, with Tyra Matthew and Terrell McCall. And both these gentlemen are kind enough to join us right now. Honey Badger and Terrell, appreciate the time as always. Thanks so much for it. How are you guys?
No problem. Appreciate you.
Yeah, man. Thanks for having us on, man.
Yeah, Tyra, I got to start you off because now you're in this new venture. You're trying to figure out life after football. Yeah. Why did you think it was time to walk away from the game, just wondering?
Well, for me, man, the short answer is, man, I think I'm ready for the next chapter in my life. I was able to have a great career. I was able to accomplish some great things. I played for some great players. I played with some great players, played under some great coaches, right? And I can honestly look in the mirror and say, man, I'm ready for whatever life, has next for me, So, it was a hell of a ride. I enjoyed it. And, it definitely meant a lot to me, man, especially when I went through at LSU. And then to have the type of career I had, I got so many people to thank, right? Like so many fans and supporters, but most importantly, man, my family and friends and just all those type of people that really supported me, man, the last 12, 13 years.
I was checking out the pod this morning. I was doing my old band workout on the elliptical, and I said, let me just jump on YouTube and kind of check this out. So, Terrell, for people that are going to be tuning in for the first time and be checking out the episode, what can people expect?
Now, you guys can expect a lot of great episodes from us. A lot of guys that maybe play some ball with Tyron. We're going to get the fans to chime in on that. Get some guys up, have some great interviews. Tell you guys a few stories that nobody in the world knows, but I'm definitely going to share it with you guys. Just about the things that me and Tyron went through, just life here in the Bayou and just being from NOLA.
Well, let's be real, Terrell. Everyone has that friend that's really successful growing up, and you love him. But then there's also a part of you that are like, all right, this guy's too good at everything. What is one thing that you're better at than Tyron Matthew?
I would say probably track, man. Probably track. Yeah, I won 4 high school state championships. I fared out pretty well with that. He just was a little more athletic,
That's awesome. All righty. So Tyron Matthew, clearly the biggest question these days when it comes to LSU is who the heck is going to be their next head football coach. What's your intel on this right now? What are you thinking?
Well, for me, I think first and foremost, man, we want to wish Brian Kelly, the best going forward. I think Frank being named interim coach was really, really important for a few different reasons. He's going to provide them with some stability, going into the back half of the season. And then, too, man, I think we can count on Frank as far as recruitments go and all that type of deal because, Frank is a Louisiana guy, through and through. He's from New Orleans. And so, recruiting in this state means a ton to him, which is what I think the Tigers need to get back to. They need to figure out a way to retain, the Justin Jeffersons and the Jamar Chases of the world, right? Because when we have those players that are from Louisiana, they play a little harder. They represent, the program the right way. So, whoever gets the nod, to be the next head coach, I think that guy should absolutely, represent everything Louisiana. He should love what he's doing. He should love being the head coach of LSU. And, I know Lane Kiffin was in town, a couple hours ago, right? And so I think that'll be a great hire. That's probably the safest hire, right? The safest bet. But, I think between Lane Kiffin and Frank Wilson, man, I wouldn't be mad if they chose either one of those guys.
You know, we have no clue what the Lane train's going to do. Like yesterday, I thought, all right, he's going to LSU. Then today, I think he's staying at Ole Miss. So if it's not Lane Kiffin, you know, I kind of look at a Kenny Dillingham at Arizona State. Maybe even you stay in the state and you take the Tulane coach, and John Sumrall has been rumored for Auburn. Like those are some other names that stand out to me too.
And too, man, I think it'll do well, you know, for the donors and for administration, right? Because you can't keep handing out these $100 million contracts, right? And so how do we get a coach that's maybe lesser known, right? A coach that hasn't won as much, right? But you know, maybe he only gonna cost us $2, 3, 4, 5 million a year, you know, compared to, you know, some of these coaches, you know, making almost $15, 20 million a year. So you know, I think if they are able to get a guy like Summerall or, you know, even Dillingham, which I think both of those guys, I think they're ready for that next step, right? Because they've competed well within their own respective conferences, and you know, their players seem to love them and gravitate towards them. So I do see those two guys, you know, being the future, you know, of college football coaching. But yeah, man, I wouldn't be mad at any one of those names.
In the Bayou Out, new podcast, Tyrann Mathieu, the Honey Badger, and Terrell McCall here with us. Terrell, how about you? You got a thought on who's going to be the next LSU head coach?
I didn't put too much of a thought into it. I'm hoping that we stay with the Purple Knight guy. I'm a Saint Augustine alumni. Frank is a Saint Augustine alumni, but that would be pretty cool though to have a guy that graduated from the same high school as you become the LSU head coach. That would be really dope. But I'm open to some other candidates too as well. You know, like you said, Lane is out there. I think that would be the safest bet too. You know.
Well, how about you, Tyrann Mathieu? I'm not saying the head coach, but are you interested in dipping your toes into eventually coaching one day?
I think at some point, I'll definitely be a coach, man. Listen, you know, football has always been, you know, like my driving force, you know, in life, you know, along with my family. So, you know, I thought I was going to play 20 years in the league, right? But I didn't, right? But, you know, I think if you look back over the course of my career and a lot of coaches that coached me, they all kind of endorsed me early on and said, man, you're going to be a great coach one day. So, you know, obviously I know being a head coach at LSU is far-fetched, right? Like that's probably not even a percentage, you know, but I think the idea of me being a part of the staff, whether on the defensive side of the ball or the offensive side of the ball, man, I'll be more than willing to help LSU, man, because that program just means so much to me. It's done so much for me. And I know the importance of it. Like when LSU was playing well, man, this state is thriving. You know, everybody's doing a little bit better.
And obviously, a lot of people could win there because I've had three different coaches since 2000 win national championships. Let me ask you about one of your former teammates in Travis Kelce. You guys won a Super Bowl together. You guys were in Kansas City together for a little bit. Like, you just went through this when you realized, okay, it's time to hang it up. The last 2 years, you know, the Taylor Swift stuff and then the retirement stuff, it's all been out there and everyone's been talking about it. What do you think Trav is going through right now while you're focused on playing, but you're maybe not at this really high level anymore and you're starting to see your game dip a little bit? Does your mind start to tell you, all right, maybe I can't focus on next week? I'm thinking about if this is going to be it for me playing in the NFL.
Man. You know what? It's tough, man. You know, it's tough, man, because you know, you play the game at a certain level, right? People know you for playing at a certain standard. And I think when you're a great player, man, like you can't be great forever, right? And so, you know, like how do you give yourself some grace? You know, I mean, he was able to accomplish a lot. You know, he's had a great career. And I think, man, the idea of like putting stuff on tape that isn't reflective of the Kelsey that we knew and grew accustomed to, I think it could leave a bad taste in people's mouth. And some people may just remember you for that, right? About how it didn't end well for you. So, yeah, man, I'm wishing him the best, man. I hope he makes the best decision for him. But you know, yeah, man, you gotta know when to let go. I mean, that's just life, though. That's relationships. That's jobs. That's a lot of things, man. Like you have to know when to let go and just be able to live with
Terrell, obviously you've had
it.
some oh my goodness moments, but you know, in Tyrann for as long as you have, or Tyrann Mathieu, just what was maybe something still to this day when you look back at knowing him when he's relatively unknown and then became such a big star that you go to yourself, man, I can't believe that the Honey Badger accomplished that.
Yeah, man. A lot of plays he made. Like I told him, one from his rookie year, he actually poked the ball out. I was like, wow, this dude is back to his ways. Like, a year removed from football. I was like, wow, this is amazing.
By the way, Honey Badger, going back to the Chiefs, do you think they're missing the playoffs? Like they're 5-5 right now. We're not used to them having 5 losses in a season. It's week 11 and they got 5 losses.
Yeah, it's tough, man. And obviously, man, the thing that kind of sticks with me the most is that, a lot of these teams aren't necessarily scared of the Chiefs anymore, right? And you could see that. I watched the game the other day with the Broncos, man, and the Broncos were they looked like a confident, football team, a team that knew that they could play four quarters football, with the Chiefs. And I trust Mahomes though, man. I won a lot of games with that dude, and along with Coach Reid and Coach Spags, right? And so I anticipate those guys getting better, as the season goes on. It's tough, man. I think after a while, man, you it's tough to replace, some of the skill sets that we were accustomed to with the Chiefs, and I think them not necessarily having a great running game, and obviously the receivers, they only played about 4 or 5 games with each other total, like the last 3 or 4 years, and so I think they need to be a little bit healthier too, but you got to get back to running the football, and you got to get back to doing that, man, controlling the game. I think the Chiefs are kind of letting it get away from them.
Well, I'll say this as a Patriot fan right now. My team was the top dog for all those years. People say they're vulnerable. Don't let them in the postseason, Kansas City, because if
Exactly.
Kansas City gets in the postseason, I don't care if people think they're vulnerable or not, no one's going to want to play them. You know that.
Exactly, man. And that goes back to coaching. That goes back to, that three-headed monster, right? Like Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid, Steve Spagnuolo, right? Like if those dudes wake up one day on any given day and they have their best day, it's trouble for everybody in the NFL, I think those three guys will they're probably losing sleep right now, right? Like they're stuck in that office. They stuck in that facility until they figure out, what's how to get this team back on the right track.
You know the game, right? The defensive back jawing with the wide receiver. It happens every single time. The receiver giving it back to the defensive back. I love Ja'Marr Chase, but I couldn't believe that he spit in Jalen Ramsey's face the other day. Now he's going to be suspended for a game. I think he's going to appeal it. Just how did you react to that? Him being an LSU guy and a guy that you know very well.
Yeah, I mean, I was taken back by that. I know Jamar. I know his family. I know his dad. That's not how he was raised. That's not the Jamar that I know. The Jamar I know is a competitive guy that, loves his teammates, right? He wants to make those big plays in the game, but he's composed. He's always composed, right? And that just wasn't reflective of who he is as a person. And so I can understand why, Jalen responded or reacted the way that he did, because, as athletes, man, it's like those unspoken rules, right? Like it's that unspoken language of, yeah, man, like I'm gonna take it there with you every play, but I'm not gonna cross that line with you. I'm not gonna disrespect you, right? And I think, one thing too is, Jamar needs to understand too, because he's still relatively young, right? And he needs to understand that he's the captain now. Joe Burrow isn't out there, right? Everybody in that stadium, everybody on that team is really looking to him, right? For leadership and execution and doing the right things and stuff like that. So yeah, man, like I would advise him to apologize, right? Maybe you reach out to Jalen personally, right? You apologize to him. I think that's what men do, and just be able to move on from it. But absolutely, never, never, never allow that to happen again.
Who was the wide receiver that you enjoyed going to battle up against the most in your career?
Man, I tell you, man, when I first came into the NFL, man, I got a good dose of grown man football. I had to deal with, Anquan Boldin,
Hell.
and I mean that guy there, man, just relentless. Even when he wasn't getting the ball, like he was trying to put you in the dirt. So he was definitely one of the guys that I really remember, just those personal battles with,
Your
early on in my
practice is in
career.
Arizona, by the way. Larry Fitzgerald, right? It's like
Yeah,
that must have been unreal.
hey man, I mean, I remember hopping off the bus as a rookie, and my first duty, responsibility, was to go in a slot and cover Larry Fitzgerald. And I thought, man,
Fun.
I might not make it through training camp. You know, this is gonna be tough, man. But I appreciated that, man, because Larry really taught me a lot, man. He helped me understand that, man, it's a craft to this sport, right? Like, we're not just waking up and relying on athleticism and you know, a good night's sleep. You know, like there's things to be learned. There's details within this game that if you're able to understand those and master those, you can have a great career. So yeah, it's kind of like iron sharpening iron, man. So yeah, he had me nervous at first when Bruce Arians told me, like, yeah, that's the dudes you're gonna be covering today. But you know, after a while, you begin to appreciate it.
You know, you look at someone like Kyler Murray, he's got the big contract, is hurt, was benched, isn't playing well. People start to say, okay, it looks like the Cardinals are gonna move off of him in the near future. What advice would you give to him? And do you still see some optimism when it comes to his football career?
Yeah, I think Kyler is, you know, he's still under 30. I think he can, you know, if he can find a system that suits him best, I think he could continue to have a career. It's tough, man. I think when you deal with injuries, when you deal with those up and down seasons, man, it's tough, especially on leaders, especially on captains. They carry a lot of that, you know. So, you know, for Kyler, man, it's sometimes you need a fresh start. Right. Like, I was in Arizona my first 5 years in the league. You know, we won a lot of football games, but, you know, I had a lot of injuries. Right. And I needed a fresh start. And I think when I was able to go to Houston for that one season, you know, I was able to kind of breathe again, you know, learn myself again, learn my body again. And, you know, I think that experience helped, you know, bring me, you know, to Kansas City. Right. Where, you know, I had done some work. So by that time, man, I was ready. I was prepared to take that next step. And so, you know, you hope and pray that his career, you know, has that same sort of trajectory where he can understand, he can learn from his past, right? He can get a fresh start, right? And he can begin to believe in himself again and elevate, you know, organization.
Last thing I'll ask both of you guys. I need an answer out of both of you, Tyrann Mathieu and Terrell McCall. All righty, I love New Orleans. You know, I've been there for Mardi Gras. I was there for a whole week for the Super Bowl. You know, Dragos, Mothers, Irene's. Like, I love all the spots there. I used to be a whole lot bigger than I am right now. Where are you guys going? One meal in New Orleans. I'm visiting. Where are you taking me each?
Well, for me, I would take you to my sister's house. Cause
there we
she
go,
cook,
home cooking.
She cook a mean gumbo, you know. She cook a mean yaki mean soup. I mean, you name it, whatever you're in the mood for, she can do it.
What's the soup?
Yaki mean.
What
so
is
it's
that?
Like, it's beef. It's sort of like a gravy sauce, if you will. It's like beef in there. You got your eggs. You got your celery. You got your onions. You know, pasta strings. And yeah, man, you could eat the whole plate and then drink the whole bowl. You know, right after. So that's amazing. But Terrell probably have a more you know, commercialized spot because he's actually my food expert. So
okay.
Whenever I'm hungry or when I need something to eat, I always hit him up like, yo, what's up? What's up today?
So, Terrell, forget about the honey badger. You're the food guy then. You know, he's just some average Joe in this conversation.
Yeah,
where are we
yeah.
going?
Man, I probably would take you to Acme because I fell in love with those char-grilled oysters. Man, Acme and probably Ruth Chris, man. Get a good steak.
Yeah,
let me say the crab
those oysters, thing. They're no joke in New Orleans.
Oh,
like,
man.
I was staying at a hotel and they were frying the oysters right in front of you. It was a I almost didn't leave my hotel the entire time when I was in New Orleans because I could just watch that show.
Look, when you're down here in the bayou, it's a lot that we might offer. A lot, you know. Beignets, daiquiris, you name it.
I always say this. I always get the double XL seat on the way back after visiting New Orleans, the extra legroom, because you're going to need it. Super Bowl champion and Louisiana native Tyrann Mathieu, along with his buddy Terrell McCall, have officially launched their new podcast, In the Bayou, and it's now streaming on YouTube, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. Gentlemen, good luck on the debut of the podcast. Thanks so much for doing this today. Good to chat with you.
Appreciate you.
Thanks, Zachary. I appreciate it, man.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.